B'siyata d'shemaya, another 5 minutes of the Beis Halevi on Bitach. In the middle of finishing up this sixth chapter, in which the Beis Halevi is discussing the man, the incredible lessons of the man falling daily, falling in extreme abundance. But yet, regardless of how much you take home, you have precisely what you need. This piercing lesson of the Beis Halevi, that regardless of our ishtadlus, of how much we think we need to push, we need to try, that which Hashem determines we need is that which we will have. And in the footnotes over here, he continues and explains, this is not only the man's lesson, but in reality, the entirety of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a very apropos and timely lesson, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is there to teach us for eternity that Hashem is running the world, which of course, as we've seen, is really two sides of this coin. That the more that we realize emuna, which is that God runs the world, is it more that our bitachain, our personal level of feeling Hashem holding our hand, will be bolstered. And in the back, in Appendix P, he quotes an incredible story from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Of course, it's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That means he must be in an inn visiting someone. And he's in an inn, and the innkeeper used to be a religious man and seems to have fallen away. And Rabbi Yisrael, in his incredible style, questions the man, what happened? You used to be a God-fearing Jew, and it seems like you've strayed. And the man says, listen, what should I tell you? There was a story that happened that shook my faith. He says, what was the story? He said, there was a person that came into the inn, and the person opened up a non-kosher sandwich. He was a Jew, not so observant. And he proclaimed before he ate it, if there's a God, let him strike me now for eating this sandwich. And Rishol Salanter is listening as his innkeeper tells him, and the man ate the sandwich, and guess what? He didn't die. Clearly there's no God. Rishol listens and asks the man about the rest of his family. And the man starts saying, oh, he has a daughter. And his daughter is in a university and she's raising in the ranks and she's becoming an incredible and world-renowned singer. Beautiful, interesting. And that daughter comes to visit the inn and Rizal sits down with this girl. And Rizal asks her, what do you do? And she says, she's an accomplished singer. And Rizal says, wow, that's amazing. Can you sing a song for me? She says, for you? You want me to sing? And Rizal goes over to the innkeeper and says, your daughter refused to sing for me. Innkeeper says, what? And the innkeeper goes to his daughter and says, why won't you sing for this rabbi? And the daughter says, I have a certificate showing how accomplished I am. I performed in front of thousands. And you want me to sing sitting here at the table in front of this little rabbi? Rabbi Yisrael turns to the innkeeper and says, God has a certificate as well. It's called Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the entirety of Klal Yisrael witnessed and saw transcribed into the Torah. Whether that Jew had a miracle performed for him and was struck by the Lord when he ate his non-kosher sandwich is completely irrelevant. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a lesson. It's not a story. It's not a historical tidbit. It's teaching us for eternity, as the Ramban famously teaches, how God is running the world down to the very small details. If we want to work on our ishtadlus, realizing that we're just the kli, we're just the tool, but God is that which makes it work. It only could begin if we realize with emuna that God runs the world. And we'll conclude with an incredible another story from the Brisker Rav. And this time, the Brisker Rav, World War II, and the Brisker Rav had an incredible practice. Warsaw Ghetto, and yet the Brisker Rav did not save any food for tomorrow, which you'd think is odd. Who's to know if you're going to get food tomorrow? And yet, each day, he ate what he got, and he moved on, showing the highest level of bitachin. If God gave me food today, Hashem will give me food tomorrow. What, I need to save for tomorrow? In such a incredible environment to still have such clarity is, of course, heights of bitachon that we could only dream of and realize what bitachon could get to. But continues the Brisker Rav that Erev Yom Kippur, he saved an extra portion of food. And a grandson wondered why, and he said, for a mitzvah, you can't have bitachon. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So he said, for tomorrow, I saved food. And the next day, there's a knock on the door, and in walks the baker. And the baker starts explaining to the brisker Rav that he saved extra food to bring to the Rav to make sure that he would have food on Erev Yom Kippur. But apologizing, he said, on the walk over, he tripped and all the food was destroyed as it fell to the floor. The brisker Rav understood the apology and explained to his grandson, I see I was wrong. I could have had bitachon even for a mitzvah. Why did that baker fall and I didn't get the bread? It's because I didn't need it, because I saved my own food. This incredible realization that as much as we allow Hashem to provide is as much as He will provide. As soon as we pull back the reins and we think we're in control, the risk of saving himself food, Hashem feels no reason to give us that food. And Amir Tzashem, in the next chapter, we'll see how sometimes our own ishtadlos can even be detrimental when we overstep these boundaries, disallowing God from being the one that is being the ultimate one in control.